This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand a humanitarian ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
10 countries voted no on the ceasefire, including Israel and the U.S. The vote was a sign of support to end the war and of growing isolation of the U.S. and Israel.
We have one singular priority, only one. To save lives.
General Assembly President Dennis Francis says this is the unprecedented collapse of an already crumbling humanitarian system in real time.
In the name of humanity, I ask you all once again, stop this violence now.
I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky not to give up hope in his country's fight against Russia's invasion, saying the U.S. Congress should fund additional aid.
Congress needs to pass a supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break for the holiday recess, before they give Putin the greatest Christmas gift they could possibly give him.
Biden also announced $200 million in separate military assistance for the country heading into winter. There were tens of thousands of Ukrainians dead in Russian advances in the east. Zelensky is asking Washington to provide badly needed support. Some Republicans say any further money would be paired with changes to immigration policy, an exceptionally divisive issue in U.S. politics. Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile attack on Kyiv has resulted in multiple injuries and has damaged buildings. A series of loud explosions could be heard in Kyiv at 3 in the morning as air defenses were activated in the city for the second time this week. The Kyiv mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, says debris from intercepted missiles fell in an eastern district, injuring 5 people, 3 of whom were hospitalized. This is VOA News. Poland's newly elected prime minister, Donald Tusk, has vowed his government will demand that the West keep help neighboring Ukraine. In his inaugural speech to Parliament on Tuesday, he also called on Poland's fractious political class to unite, saying it cannot afford divisions while Russia is waging a war of aggression across the border, a conflict many fear could spread if Moscow prevails. Later, Tusk's government won a confidence vote in Parliament. The vote, however, was delayed after a far-right lawmaker used a fire extinguisher to put out candles on a Hanukkah menorah in the parliament, creating a disruption and scandal as the new pro-EU government was beginning its work. A court has set aside the South African president's recognition of the Zulu king.
A South African court has overturned President Cyril Ramaphosa's decision to recognize MisuZulu Kazuwelithini as the king of the country's 15 million strong Zulu nation in what may spark a lengthy battle for the throne. In the judgment, Ramaphosa was criticized for not launching a probe after he became aware that there was a dispute in the royal house regarding the selection to the heir to the throne. Kazuwelithini was chosen for the throne and installed as the king last year after the death of his father, but some of his siblings have challenged the process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The COP28 climate talks went into overtime Tuesday as countries engaged in shuttle diplomacy to bridge deep international divisions over how to deal with fossil fuels in the summit's final text. Many nations had criticized the deal draft released on Monday for failing to call for a phase-out of fossil fuels, but scientists say are by far the biggest source of the greenhouse gas emissions driving global warming. Taiwan has one of the highest per capita emissions of greenhouse gases in the world, but it has been excluded from all climate negotiations. Shereen Lee reports from Dubai.
Although Taiwan isn't a member of the United Nations, it says it is willing to contribute to the new climate damage fund approved at the COP28 climate conference in Dubai. The loss and damage fund is intended to allow historic emitters of greenhouse gases to compensate for the climate impacts felt by the vulnerable countries in the global south. Taiwan's environment minister Fu Sheng-shui says that as a developed economy, the island is keen to fulfill its climate responsibilities. She said that if Taiwan is included in the climate negotiations at COP28, it will make cash contributions to the loss and damage fund. Shermaine Lee, Dubai, UAE.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.